Hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to the 8 p.m. Thursday night edition of Your World, My View. I'm your host, Mr. Thomas Tomfoolery Sotomayor. Yes, that is correct. I'm the Supreme Court Justice of Your World by disseminating to you my views. And I would like to thank you for joining me tonight, as well as this past Monday night at our new primetime slot of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we were going to talk about May-December relationships, but we ended up talking about the young teen girl who was raped in Richmond, California by a group of guys while others watched and even filmed the act. Now, this ended up being one of our most listened to shows, and I'd like to thank you for that, as well as one of our most emotional ones, since I myself have a young daughter. Now, for those who've not listened to the show before, and this is your first time, I'd like to welcome you to the loyal following. And remember, you can hear the show every Monday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I have a lot of people complaining about how hard it is to get through on the phone lines. And that just lets you know how popular the show's becoming. And I just want you guys to just stay online, be patient, keep calling in. If it's busy, keep calling in. I love to get different points of views. I love to hear from everybody across the country. And you all have such vast knowledge on all these issues. Now, again, this is Your World, My Views. I'm your host, Thomas Harris Sotomayor. And basically what the show is about is we try to entertain as well as inform. And last week, it was driven by you, the list. Everything I do on my Facebook page is driven by you, my audience, and on here by the listeners. So I may want to go somewhere, but since it's your world, you drive the bus. Also, remember you can catch the show live always right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can catch any show that you've missed anytime right here on blogtalkradio.com/Thomas Sotomayor, as well as you can find it on our website, which is www.yourworldmyviews.com. Also, email me your comments as well as your feedback on my thoughts of the day. Email me if you have some ideas for my EAFOS or People Are Full of Shit segment. Sorry to be so blunt, but that's what it means. And you can email me this information on my Facebook page or at thomas@yourworldmyviews.com. And we're about to get into today's show. And this was going to be... I'm trying to make this show fun yet informative. This is going to be a difficult one. I'm probably going to get killed on this, but I want to make sure that this show right here is the funnest on internet radio. Like I said, today I'm probably going to get killed by my comments and calls, by my stance on this issue. But I only give you what I feel, not what you want to hear. And the number you can call, and you can call me at any time, doesn't matter. Call me at 347-989-8310. And if you got the after 9 o'clock plan, sorry. But everybody should have the after 7. If you got the after 7, go ahead and call me. And I can promise you that whoever you invite to listen to the show will be well-informed and well-entertained. Remember to keep making your comments on my Facebook page for, during, and after the show on any of the topics that we bring up. And right here on Blog Talk Radio Chat, send me a line on Facebook at any time just to let me know you're out there listening. Now, the topic of the day is, should a person be arrested for not paying child support? And that's why I said I'm probably going to get killed on my stance on this one. But it's your world, and that was brought to me a couple of times. And I have a funny take on that, and I'm just going to wait a little while. And again, the phone number here is 347-989-8310. And I want to hear your comments about what you think about if a person, I keep wanting to say guy, and I keep getting corrected because girls tell me now women are on child support at a greater number. So should a person who cannot pay or who refuses or who dodges child support, should they be arrested? Now, before we get into that, course, you know, I always do my news of the day. So here it is. All right, Mr. DJ, give me my news music. Give me my news music now.
In the news, starring your host, Mr. Thomas Stottlemyre.
Thank you, everybody. All right, got to cut that out. All right, the first piece of news we're going to do today is the Yankees. The Yankees have won the World Series. They won 4-2. They have the biggest or the highest payroll in baseball. But basically, they won, and that's all that matters. My Yankees won 4-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies. We celebrated last night. We got drunk. We went to strip club. We got the strippers drunk, all because the Yankees won. Did we get any of the money from the Yankees? No, but the Yankees won. That's for all my sports fans out there. Since the Falcons lost, at least we got the Yankees. The Yankees won.
And now, in the news, starring Thomas Stottlemyre.
Thank you for that introduction. Now, everybody knows that last week we started a segment called BBB, or Blacks Behaving Buffoonishly. And every Thursday, I'm going to pretty much call out one Negro, one black person, that is behaving quite buffoonishly. Now, last week, we got Gucci Mane, who rapped about getting wasted. And then right after the song, he said he wanted everybody to know that he takes his sobriety seriously. Buffoonish behavior. Now, this week, and I'm shocked that she made it, it's Mary J. Blige. I'm going to send her out her award, BBB award. It's not the Better Business Bureau. It's Blacks Behaving Buffoonishly. But Miss Mary J. Blige did something, and maybe I'm just hard on us, and I've been told that before. But this is what she did last night while singing the national anthem for the Yankee, before the Yankees game. Mary J. Blige sang the national anthems with her big-ass Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket sunglasses on. I mean, she really looked like she was on one of the insects on bees. And it was 8:35 at night. Now, we know how serious these people take their national anthem. They don't want you having your hat on when you're at the game. You might get beat up. Why is she standing out in front of 60,000+ people singing their national anthem with these big bumblebee black shades on? Are we that self-absorbed? Do we have to always make a scene? Do we have to always stand out? Is that all we good for? I mean, seriously, what would make a grown 40-year-old woman walk out in front of 60,000 people while singing their national anthem with the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket sunglasses on? So this week, Mary J. Blige, you have won the award for the black behaving the most buffoonishly. Your award will be sent in the mail.
And now, in the news, starring your host, Thomas Stottlemyre.
Oh, the sound effects, they're terrific. And the music is fabulous. Now, the next item that's in the news, and I always give you four news items. Some serious, some funny. This one's an inmate saved a deputy's life during an attack. In Tampa, the detention center deputy was sitting at his desk while an inmate attacked him. Now, the deputy was 64 years old, and the inmate was 24 years old. And the guy walked up behind him, grabbed him, and put him in a chokehold. Now, while he was doing that, another one of the inmates, Mr. Jerry Diegues, who was in jail for a home invasion, walked up behind the man and punched him in the face. And then two more of the inmates came and held the guy down while the other guy caused the other officers to get them to come in and help the old guy. That is amazing in itself. I mean, these guys were in jail for everything from burglary to attempted murder to robbery. One was a sex offender. And these guys went to help the policemen. And the only reason why I bring this piece of news up is because of this. This, honestly, is a prime example of how you treat people when you see them. We can walk around and we can have our nose up in the air. We can not speak to people. We can mistreat people. But that stuff will come back to you. Now, this old guy, had he been an a-hole, had he done his job horribly, nobody would have said a word, and they probably would have came and helped the guy beat him up. But instead, because of the way this guy was, he had guys who were serving 25, 30 years plus who went down and helped him, saved his life, and the guy was very appreciative. And the inmates discussed it and said, you know, the guy was fair. They didn't like the fact that the young guy jumped him. And again, that just goes back to if you treat people right, people will treat you right. Take note of that.
And finally, in the news, with your host, Thomas Sotomayor.
Thank you. Cut it off. Come on, DJ. Look, he just keep playing the same song. I'm getting on my nerves with this. All right, now, DJ, this ain't even funny. There we go. Anyway, I guess it's something he don't like the police. Next piece of news. I mean, we both disagree on this anyway. So next piece of news is something that he doesn't like. I don't really have a problem with it. Rihanna speaks. Yes, yes, Rihanna has broken her silence. She has come out and she has spoken, and she is going to be the symbol for women and domestic violence. Here it is, CNN reports. For women dealing with domestic violence, singer Rihanna has a bit of advice. Forget about love. Come out of the situation and look at it for what it really is. She advised during an interview on Good Morning America on Thursday, love is blind. Yes, the wall of silence built around Rihanna after being beaten in February by her ex-boyfriend Chris Brown has finally crumbled. Her refusal to speak about what happened the night of the Grammy Awards in February, a leaked photo later revealed Rihanna had been shockingly beaten, was out of shame. Man, she said that's why she didn't talk, was because she had gotten beaten and the photos looked bad. That's what she told Diana Sawyer on Good Morning America. There are a lot of women who've experienced what I did, but not only in public, so that made it really difficult, she said. I just thought, oh my God, here goes my little bit of privacy. Nobody wants anybody to know, and here I am, the whole world knowing. The photo, allegedly distributed by two Los Angeles Police Department officers, made a bad situation worse, she told Glamour magazine. It was humiliating. This is not a photo you would show to anyone, the songstress said. I felt completely taken advantage of. This is Rihanna talking. I felt like people were making it into a fun topic on the internet. No, we're making it into a fun topic on the internet radio, ma'am. I was disappointed, especially when I found out the photo was leaked by two women. Oh, God. I don't know what to do about this situation, but it is news. Yes, entertainment news. It is Rihanna. And she's now stepping out 10 months later and saying that, you know, she's trying to be a spokesperson for domestic violence. And I guess we should listen to her, or other people should listen to her, but I'm assuming that there's been a lot of people that got beat up, punched. I don't know. I think I'd rather have a better spokesperson than Rihanna, who came out 10 months later after being with the man and going to P. Diddy's house and all this stuff. I don't know. I just don't think she should be some kind of spokesperson. I don't know how she can disseminate any good advice to the young women out there. But whatever. She also said, I don't want people to think that I fell in love with that person. That's embarrassing, and that's the type of person I fell in love with so unconditionally that I went back. You ain't the only person that went back to somebody, and you ain't the only fool that done took a punch in the face. You just the only fool that kept driving in the car getting punched. Oh, Lord, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a call right now. Somebody wants to talk about this. I'm going to pick up the phone. Caller, you're on the line, 8928. What do you want to say about what I'm talking about? Caller? Are you there? 770. Hello?
Yeah, I can say something about it.
All right. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Julia Melinda Stewart Stackhouse.
Oh, how are you doing? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about this Rihanna thing?
Yeah, I would like to comment on that.
Go ahead.
I know that the comment I'm about to make is not going to be a favorable one for most people because nobody condones domestic violence of any type against women, but I believe that it's both of their fault, Rihanna and Chris Brown, and it's been blown totally out of proportion. And I think that she should take more responsibility for the role she played. I think she provoked him.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting. I want to talk to you. All right. You think that she provoked the man to hit her, right?
Yeah, I do.
Now, what gives you that thought?
Well, from the media releasing information about how the whole thing took place, an argument between the two of them, escalating into, I guess, physical contact. And we always want to concentrate on what Chris Brown did. And I'm not condoning what he did, but I think Rihanna put her hands on him as well.
All right. Now, I am a big advocate of if you hit me, I can hit you back. Now, I got beat up on that one where I said, if a woman hits me, I'm hitting her back. I was raised that way. But at the same time, he went overboard. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Because that's the part I can't condone. I can say whatever I want. I mean, first off, usually when a man reacts like that, it's because he was raised by a woman and his actions are an emotional response instead of if he was raised by a man, he would just walk away. And see, here's the problem.
Really?
Because when you think about it, well, let me tell you Chris Brown's background. Chris Brown's background is this. He was on Oprah Winfrey before all this happened. And do you know what he said on Oprah? Oh,
what?
He said that because his mama was beaten, he has no respect for any man that put his hands on a woman. And he'd never do this. Now, when you put yourself out there like this, as this bastion of morality, you know, like all the people who jumped on President Clinton for cheating and oops, found out they were cheating.
Yeah.
See, when you put yourself out there as Mr. I don't care what a woman do, you walk away, you don't put your hands on her, he no longer has an excuse for putting his hand on that little woman. And I'm sorry, but he beat that woman, bit that woman, so his reaction and his response to being caught cheating was an emotional one. Because a real man going to say, look, I ain't going to sit here and argue with you about this. She just playing with my phone. I'm going to tell you some kind of lie, but I'm not going to reach over and hit you. And that's a problem. And the fact that he tried to choke this woman out, he went too far. Had she slapped him and he slapped her back, I would agree with you. But if you say that she hit him and he hit her back and that was a fight, not that it was one-sided, well, why was there no photos of Chris Brown looking real beat up?
Because Rihanna had more bruises. She was more beat up than him.
Yeah, so you can't grab nobody, bite them, choke them. Now, again, like I said, I'm a big believer in if you hit me, I'm hitting you back. Because I'm stronger than you, don't say nothing. You should have thought about that before you hit me. But I'm not going to just beat you down like you some dude that I can't stand. That's what happened. He beat this woman like she owed him $8 million. Like she was Bernie Madoff. That's my only problem. But I can agree with you to a certain extent, but I'll never believe that someone – deserve to get beat like that if you don't look like that? And she had a knife, yeah, beat her ass. But no, I can't agree with that one.
Okay.
So, hey, do you want me to put you on hold so you can continue to listen?
Please do.
All right, just mute your phone and you can continue to listen. Thanks. I got another caller coming in. I just want to see. This is a curious topic. So, caller 614, you're on the air. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I'll just go ahead and continue, Rihanna chat, or, Ike Turner Revisited, if you prefer.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think about it.
It's kind of interesting, the take that a lot of folks have on this, and you know, trying to decide, you know, who really has more blame. And the kind of thing I think about is, really, what would you be saying if either of them turned up dead?
Thanks.
I mean, would you really want it to go that far? If you'd say, you know, who really had the right to beat who?
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about that, the funny thing about that is, like you said, I don't think anyone has the right to beat someone to that extent. Like you said, he literally was to the point she had went unconscious, and he could have killed this woman.
Right, you know, and I'm not gonna try to judge, you know, who, you know, started it or whatever, because, you know, I wasn't there when they started their relationship. I wasn't there that when they were fighting. I saw the same picture as everybody else did. But, you know, I mean, the fact that these things, you know, continue to happen. I mean, on a guy's side, especially, well, for a lot of couples, I mean, it shows a level of immaturity, you know, where there's just not an understanding of how people really, really should relate. I mean, if you guys have to beat down on each other, you know, to get to understand something, maybe y'all ought to not be together.
Yes,
you
that
know,
is true.
I get having matches with people too, but it's like I'm not going to pick up a chair and say, "All right, fine, this is how I think of you."
No, you're so right, and that's what it was. It was a discussion about something that he didn't feel comfortable with. He didn't like the fact that she was looking through his phone. So the way that he felt like he wanted to show her, "You're not supposed to look through my stuff," is to beat it into her. And like you said, once you got to beat your point home, you might want to break up and find a new soulmate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and if I can get a little more serious, I mean, I like having fun with this because it helps me offset things, but I guess I have a little bit of a personal take on this because I had a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who was in a situation with, you know, an abusive husband, and he hadn't been physically abusive with her, but, I mean, just mentally, which I think a lot of people have assumed has also been going on in this whole, like, Chris Brown, Rihanna thing. Well, you know, a few weeks ago, he shot her dead. You know,
wow.
And it wasn't – it was a real shock for all of us. And it wasn't like, you know, it was like one day it's just like, well, okay, now we get in an argument. Okay, yeah, here's – I'll prove my point. Blammo, just gone.
Wow.
You know, and so as everybody's kind of like thinking about this and saying, well, I put blame here, I put blame on this person, I mean, just really think. I mean, there's many other ways that you ought to figure out how to get along. And if you can't get along, just get out. There's other things to do and other people to see.
Yeah, there's other people to do and other things to see. I mean, that's just crazy.
Okay,
I mean, what's I mean, Carly, where are you calling from? I know that area code, 614. Is that Massachusetts?
No. That's Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, right. Okay, good deal. You got your Bengals coming up.
I'll give you a practice. Since you know 614 is Columbus, Ohio, I have to give you an OH, and you give me
an IO.
Okay,
all right, well, thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, say OH.
OH.
No, you say IO.
Oh, I'm supposed to say IO. Okay, do it again.
Okay, ready. OH.
IO.
I converted another.
Oh, good deal. Hopefully, your Buckeyes will do something again this weekend. I'm looking for Terrell Pryor to actually play a little bit better. Hopefully he'll do a little bit better for you. And your call, I definitely thank you for giving me a call and hope you keep on listening and you call in again.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to go pet a cat. Later.
All right, peace. All right, I got another caller. This topic right here is going to keep running. I got another caller online right now. I'm going to pick it up and run with it. Caller 904, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Just, I guess to comment on what you guys are talking about, but from a different perspective.
Who am I speaking with?
Shanika.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, Shanika, what is your perspective? Are you currently getting beaten?
No. And look, not to make, of course, we're not making light of domestic abuse of any kind. But we are aware that there are different forms. But just to go back to the whole emotional side, you said that he was most likely acting out of emotion. Well, of course, any type of violence most likely is acted out of emotion. But we're being taught, especially men, to not express themselves, that there's a certain type of persona that a man must portray at all times. Well,
right.
What happens when you are forced into a sort of subconscious submission, submission where you're submitting to that responsibility or that role that men have to play in society? Well, after a while, when you cannot or you're not taught how to communicate effectively, it is going to come out very abrupt, whether it's your speech, whether it's being aggressive in other ways, but it is going to come out like that. And this is how we're raising our men. Like, I grew up in a family where the men couldn't cry. Boys couldn't cry. You get slapped in the head or punched in the chest and told, man up.
Right.
Well, everyone has emotions are not a bad thing. It's learning how to talk and communicate without being overpowered by those emotions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because, see, my take on it's always been, and I have, you know, a degree in psychology, so I kind of look at it a little different. I look at it as black men are typically raised by just a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you watch a lot of black men, their emotion, their response are as a woman's response would be. It's to lash out at something that they don't like instead of just handling it in a more, you know, typically you're supposed to be able to talk something out, especially with someone that you know. I mean, if you look at it this way, what if you're raising a child and you don't like something a child does? Then you just beat them. You'll beat that child and
right.
think that that way is going to teach them. And you're lashing out at someone that basically at the time, if you just look at it, he lashed out at somebody that caught him doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And his response to "you caught me" was to basically show her you can't be doing what you're doing and to
mm-hmm.
overpower her since his actions or his words weren't enough. Because you can't explain why someone sends you a text of them with their clothes off or they tell you they can't wait to see you tonight. You don't really have a rebuttal to that.
Right. Well, in my opinion, I believe that his reaction was probably one out of fear.
Yes.
Fear of a lot of different things, whether it's losing her or whatever the case may be. And I'm willing to bet the farm that that wasn't his first time hitting her.
Exactly.
Right. Just stereotypically, we know that. If you look at domestic abuse cases, it probably started as a shove or something that we would probably overlook, unfortunately. But, you know, Thomas, we can talk about this all night and go on and on about how the roles have been reversed, whether it be emotionally, financially, and where the man has now, where he was once the head in every situation, where he's now becoming under the woman's foot. And a lot of times they can't deal with that. They don't know how to deal with that. And we're not teaching them as they're coming up how to deal with that. And then as black women, we think it's our job to save our men or make them better or make them right. And then that cycle perpetuates itself over and over and over. So, sadly.
Oh, you're right. We could talk about this all night.
Absolutely.
And I love your take on it because it kind of scares me when I hear women say that she deserved it. No one deserves that.
No, absolutely.
I don't care. I don't care what you did. If you didn't have a knife or a gun in your hand, you don't deserve that. You didn't cause that to happen.
Absolutely.
So,
life made her think that? And see, again, like you were saying, the woman prior was saying that it would be awesome if she would take responsibility for her part in that, even if it was just being passive,
mm-hmm.
because even that perpetuates it. And again, I'm not saying that absolutely she didn't deserve that, but she did play a role in that relationship, taking that turn, whether it was just sitting back and allowing it or whatever.
Yes.
because she will get into another type of abusive relationship. Look at Halle Berry. Every man Halle Berry has ever had, we look at her and think she's on the top of the world, but every man she's ever had abused her in some way, shape, or form.
And people do what they're used to. There are girls who will tell you they've had a good man, and every time they stick with that quote-unquote good man or good man for them, that's boring. What did Chris Rock used to say? A relationship without drama is boring? And it is true. Some people are just used to that idea of that man is putting them down. I mean, as beautiful as Halle Berry is, she felt like she wasn't beautiful, and she was used to being with men who did that to her. So instead of saying, why do I keep finding these kind of men, wonder why you are comfortable with that kind of man. Why do you keep choosing that man? Because that man isn't choosing himself. You are choosing. Okay, all right, Shanika. Well, thank you for giving me a call on this one. This one was interesting. I hope that you keep listening. Hope you keep commenting, and I hope to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, well, guys, this one was interesting. That's the end of our news of the day. And my thought of the day was don't let others' negative view of you give you a negative view. But don't be afraid to improve on a good thing. And basically what I meant by that was, you can listen to what people have to say about you, and don't be too stubborn to where you can't hear from people around you. And take what you think can improve yourself. If they say something, you don't even have to acknowledge it when they say it. I am one that has a hard time acknowledging when I'm wrong, what I said wrong, what I did wrong. But believe you me, I can walk away from any situation. That's credit to my mom. She raised me that way. I can walk away from any situation and anything that anyone says to me, whether it be a few hours or a few days, and evaluate what they said and if it holds some truth. Because if you notice, most of us don't like to hear truth about ourselves. And we had a conversation today also on my PAFOS, and people are still asking, what does it mean? It means people are full of shit. And the question was, why is it that women get mad at a man for leading them on when they spend most of their time leading men on? And why is it that men say it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, but then they get mad if the homies get some? And we had a lot of conversation on that, and probably spawned maybe like two or three shows down the road off of that. I really enjoyed the comments and the banter back and forth between myself, Shanika, Giselle, and Shirley on that one. It was fun. And the cheater hour was something that I really enjoyed. As you know, that's my favorite subject because that's just what I do. I'm a cheater. That's just, you know. So I really know a little something about that, so I just try to sit back and discuss that with as many people as I can. And the question about that was just, if you and your mate had a rocky past, but the relationship went from bad to perfect, but you found out they had cheated in the past, but it's perfect now. In the past, they were not doing it anymore. What would you do? Would you be able to leave that person, stay with that person? That's probably going to be a show I'm going to have in the future. But I love that conversation, and guys, that one was fun. But tonight, everybody knows what the subject is going to be tonight, and that's going to be, should a person be arrested for not paying child support? We're going to take a small commercial break. You're here with Thomas Sotomayor, and you are part of the Loyal Following, and this is Your World, My Views here on Blog Talk Radio. When I come back, I'm going to take a caller immediately before I say anything, and that's going to be caller 970. So, caller, stay on the line. I'm going to take you first when I come back from the break. This is Your World, My Views. I'm your host, Thomas Sotomayor.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
It's the money you could be saving with GEICO. Even after this commercial ends, he'll be here waiting. He just wants you to save money. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you.
everybody, and welcome back to Your World, My View. I'm your host, Thomas Sotomayor. And I know a lot of people know this beat. I just had the windows bust out of my car about a week ago, and I was real upset, so I'm going to make a comeback to this song. You're going to be able to hit on my MySpace. And it's going to be called I Punch You Dead Up In Your Face. Because I punch you dead up in your face. And when I did it, it was a disgrace. How could you bring that brick to my place? I'm so glad I punched you in your face. Yeah, you know, that's just a little bit of it. But I'm going to get back to my caller. Caller, if you're still there, I'm going to pick you up. Caller 970. Are you calling to talk about, well, you tell me what you're calling to talk about.
Well, actually, I'm calling to talk about the topic about child support and if a man should go to jail for not paying.
All right. Well, tell me, number one, who am I speaking with?
It's Layla.
Okay. Well, hi, Layla. Say hello to the rest of the loyal following.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Now, what is your take on, well, we need to know where you're coming from, first off. Do you have children?
I have two kids.
Okay, good deal. All right, now give me your take on if a, well, in your case, if a man should be put in jail for not paying child support.
I don't think a man should be put in jail for not paying child support, but I do feel that he should face some kind of consequences for not paying.
Give me an idea of what you would, give me an idea of what you would think would be, go ahead.
I like the law about having their driver's license taken away. I also think other things should happen as far as things that are already going on, wages being garnished, maybe community service.
Let me ask you this. If you take his license and he try to drive to work and he get pulled over, what are they going to do with him?
Well, he shouldn't drive. There's always the bus. Carpool. Or he could just do the right thing and pay his child support.
Okay. I like this topic because I try to bring logic to the situation. And again, I'm probably going to get killed on my stance, but I'm honestly, I'm very shocked that a lot of you women are taking a closer stance to what I thought. And again, the number here is 347-989-8310, and you can flood the lines. But, Layla, I just want to ask you this. If a guy, you're saying he should have to pay a certain amount a month, let me ask you, who walks in and tells you how much a month you need to pay on your child, on your two kids? Does anyone in the government tell you you have to pay a certain amount per child per month?
Well, I don't have to pay child support to know.
No. I'm asking you, does anyone walk up and tell you need to spend this much money on those children per month?
Well, nobody tells you how much you're supposed to spend per child. That means kids are expensive. It ranges where you live as to how expensive it is to raise that child, and both parties should be involved with helping pay that expense.
Right, but all I'm asking, and hopefully you're seeing where I'm going. If some month you lose your job and you have to take on welfare, or you used to live in a house and you get kicked out of that house and you got to go live with your parents, does the police come in and tell you, well, you did not spend $1,000 this month, we're going to take you to jail?
Well, actually, in my case, the judge pretty much told me my portion of my kids is a little over $1,000, and my ex-husband's is $400. So,
so
I have
who
to
do
come
you pay
up with
child
my
support to?
Myself.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And again, so if you don't pay $1,000 per month on yourself, do you go to jail?
No, but I risk losing my kids to the other party who is coming up with money.
Right. So you don't get put in jail. You just risk losing your children to the one that can take care of them better.
Right, but then that also puts me back in that same situation because then I would be required to pay child support, and if I didn't pay it, then I would end up in jail. So it's not
now,
even really that it's the guys that would only end up in jail.
So how does that help your child if you put the – I know you said you weren't an advocate of putting them in jail, but I get the – to me, I get the wage garnishment. I understand that. That to me makes sense, I guess. But it's just funny that if you and I were together and I lost my job and hadn't worked in a year and hadn't paid a dime towards any bill, do you know I wouldn't be put in jail for that?
Yeah.
Do you know that you wouldn't even want me put in jail? Why is it that no woman who's living with a man and he's not working, why are they not flapping their wings up and down and saying, come in my house and take this lazy dude and put him in jail? Why are they only doing it when you're not together? Why does the money that I make only matters when we're not together? But when we're together, you understand that I lost my job.
I guess it's because you're happy with the loser sitting on your couch.
But what happens when the loser woman loses her job, but they don't come take her kids? They just give her government support. She gets welfare. She gets Medicaid. Why is that not she's a loser? Why is it that even in this economy, it's funny, women walk up to you while you're dating. You know how many women I've had tell me while we're dating, say, oh, I don't have a job. I ain't worked in 6 months. This economy bad. But if a dude says that exact same thing, he's a loser, lazy. Isn't that weird?
I actually consider both losers and lazy. If I were to lose my job and have no way to pay my bills, which I've actually been in that case, I considered myself a loser.
Really?
If,
so if
can't
you lose your job because of economy,
you're
a
loser.
Well,
if you lose your job and you blame it on the economy and you don't go out there and try and find a job, if you're making the effort, you're out there every day searching for a job, then you're not a loser. If you're sitting on the couch watching TV for that 6 months, then, yeah, you're a loser.
Well, I didn't say the guy was sitting on the couch. I said he was in your house and you're with him.
Well, if he's in the house, then he's not out looking for a job.
He can't just be out every damn day. Now he's costing you gas money. He just keeps riding your car around.
There's jobs for walking distance. There's bicycles.
Put your man on a bike.
I would. If I had a man, I'm paying the gas, he can get his ass on the bike. I will buy him a $20 bus card for a month. I will drive him to his job interviews.
You know what most guys are doing while you're at work and when we don't have no job? We have the
looking
the
at porn on the internet.
No, we got a side girl at your house.
Yeah, that too, getting my bed all dirty.
Oh, yeah, no, it's horrible. It's horrible. Layla, thank you for giving me a call. I like your take on that. That was pretty good. I need to laugh. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Keep listening. All right, bye. All right, I'm going to take another call before I give you guys my views on it, and hopefully I don't badger this one or they don't badger me. Caller 469, you are on the air.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Monique.
Hey, Monique, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How's it going with you?
It's going good. What do you want to comment on?
I want to comment about the child support.
Oh, Lord, you're laughing before you speak. Tell me, what's your take on that?
Okay, you know, I was listening to you and the other caller, and I almost got upset. I almost got upset with you. But, you know, that's neither here nor there because that's your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in a perfect world, I see, you know, on your site where you have, is it truly a dual responsibility? To me, in a perfect world, yes, it is a dual responsibility. But in the real world, it just depends on the thinking of the two parents.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, me with my son and my ex-husband, if I knew from the beginning he hasn't been doing what he's supposed to be doing in the first place. So to me, it's kind of the responsibility is going to fall on me.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that he does, anything that he contributes, it's extra.
Yep.
It's extra. Even though, like I said, in the perfect world, we know it's both of the parents' responsibility, but it just usually doesn't work out that way. And to me, I have to do everything in my power to make sure everything's taken care of. But now, back to your topic, should he go to jail, or he or she, whichever party? I don't feel like jail is the solution. I really don't, because that's not going to help anybody if he's in jail or she's in jail. How is it going to get paid anyway?
Yeah, and let me just say this to you. And a guy on here, and he said something, and I just want to know what you think about this. He said something, and it was great. His name is Mr. Kenyon Martin. I don't know if he's going to call, but he definitely gave a great comment. He said, absolutely not. Not paying child support used to be a civil offense until it became a part of the capitalistic machine. Now it's a criminal offense, and not only carries jail time, but it also, in some states, carries an interest attached to it, like a credit card or a loan. Then he wrote, hilarious. Making it a criminal offense is supposed to be a deterrent to not paying. Because along with paying child support, one is paying administrative and processing fees. What a racket, especially if she's on government assistance. Not only do they take a corporate write-off, but they also make a profit while being able to negotiate federal funds. What a racket. It's so much simpler to just find a common ground and pay her directly. What do you think about that? Because that is literally, he's saying, I do a bad job of talking. I say something to get everybody mad. He said something, in my opinion, was perfect. What do you think about what he just said?
You know, I totally agree. To me, one of my biggest issues, especially when you're dealing with people, I'll just say people, that are on the system,
mm-hmm.
It makes it, to me, a lot harder for that individual who owes child support to even try to work with that other parent. Because once you put the system in, if I'm on housing, if I'm on food stamps, I can't even try to deal with you, and I may not even want to once we get on that level, but I'm just saying people that actually want to come together and work on it for whatever reason, whether I just couldn't find a job, the economy's bad, I'm on food stamps, housing, it doesn't give him or that other person an opportunity to fix it because the government steps in and they want their money and all this takes place, and so you're back behind the curve in the first place. You're giving up that money. So it's kind of like a racket in that sense when you get to dealing with the system. So, and that other party, whoever is getting this assistance, like I said, they're not really considered a deadbeat because then they put the child support ahead. You're a deadbeat because you're not paying anyway, even though they're on the system. So with that, I agree with him on that. But, you know, we're looking at me or whoever this other person is not working, not trying to work, just milking the system. You're still behind and we want our money.
And isn't it very funny that the people who are calling you a deadbeat would literally be in the same situation if you switch parents. If you gave me the child and you had to pay me, you'd be behind. You know why I know you'd be behind? Because you ain't paid Wells Fargo, because you ain't paid Discover Card, because you ain't paid Aaron's rent, but you still got they bed in your house. I mean, when you trying to put somebody else in jail for not paying a payment, and that's my thing. I look at it this way. Anybody that has a credit score under 700 should not be allowed to put anybody in jail. And I know I'll get killed for that comment. If your credit score is under 700, you don't have the right to try to put anybody in jail because you should be held to that same standard. So all your creditors should be able to come to you when you don't pay them and put you in jail.
You're right. That makes sense to me. So as a jail thing, no, I don't think jail should be incorporated in this, but a lot of times it is, and that's the sad part, because either way you look at it, I don't know if it would be just the satisfaction of that other person with,
exactly.
You know, that other parent being in jail, and that it's kind of hateful, and I know you could say, well, it's hateful that you're not paying, but I can't pay. I can't. So, you
it's
know,
hateful you ain't paying.
It's hateful you're not paying, but I can't. And I really can't now. I can't even try because I'm in jail now. So
exactly.
You know,
you ain't getting nothing out of me now. But these suits, I sing these suits.
Right. I don't want anybody to, you know, be upset with me. Honestly, it's both parents' responsibility, and I know that. I am a single parent. I understand that, and I get that. But since I've realized that, it is my responsibility within myself to make sure my son has everything that he needs, just in case his dad does bobble, which sometimes he does. So I have to take up the slack. His money is extra. Mine has to be there because this child is with me.
Exactly.
So,
after a while, you can't keep on complaining about what he ain't doing. The nigga 15 years old. He did it in 15
right.
years.
I mean,
he ain't going
to
do it.
We're not brand new to this. He hasn't been doing that, so I can't keep talking about he's not going to do it. I have to make sure that I'm covered by doing it myself. So.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to try to get to another couple calls. Miss Monique, I love it when you call. I love your voice. Keep listening. Keep calling.
All right. I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to pick up another call here, 9703. 9703, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, who am I speaking with?
Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hey.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Rihanna thing, but I know that time has passed. So,
yeah, we done beat that to death.
I'll talk about Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
The child support thing. I agree with the statement, I think, that you read about them paying the people directly, because I guess, you know, I don't have to deal with all of that. And I thought originally that that's how it really was set up. So maybe, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is that actually gets disseminated after all of the fees or whatever are assessed. But maybe they should do it like they do housing, you know, mortgages, having escrow or something, but something to where all of that part is eliminated so that they actually get the payment. You know.
So do you think a guy should be put in jail, though?
No, I don't think so. I don't see what purpose that really serves.
Yeah, and then it's funny, they put you in jail, and then when you get out 6 months later, you lost everything, and they still charge you for the 6 months you was in jail, and they want more because they put the interest on it. What do they do that at? The whole thing is funny to me. What other kind of take do you have on it? Was that pretty much it?
That was pretty much it.
All right, Ms. Renee, that was pretty much it. I'm going to try to keep getting another call, and then I'm going to try to get another couple of calls and then see where I can finish this show off at. So thank you very much. Keep listening, and give me a call back next week.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, I got another call on the line, 52531. Caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
I hear you. But there's a lot going on in the background.
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, are you calling me and washing clothes at the same time?
No. Rushed here to get on this computer and listen to the talk show because I was at the gym out of town.
Okay. Now, what is your take on the topic of child support?
Well, really, I don't think men should be in jail. Like you were saying earlier, I caught the last couple of callers. I mean, it don't make any sense because if the man is jail, like you said, when they get out, they don't have a job or anything, and there's interest in the child support. So then what? Where do you go from there?
It's funny. I mean, I know you guys haven't been doing it. I'm going to give probably the last 5 minutes, but what are some solutions?
Well, first of all, they should make, well, you know, try to come to a deal where the man should pay the child support or vice versa, because I know a lot of women supposed to pay child support, but I don't hear them going to jail. But they need to come up, sit down and talk it over and come up with a better solution. Even if they can't stand each other, there's got to be a middle person, whether it's a lawyer or somebody else. There's got to be a middle person, but they need to sit down and talk it over and work this out because, like I said, jail is not the answer because they have nothing when they come out of jail.
Yep, not the answer for not one thing. Well, who is this calling?
Richardine.
All right, Ms. Richardine, thank you for giving me a call and thank you for being a part of the loyal following. Continue to keep listening. I'm going to finish the show out and give my last few minutes and let you guys know my take on that, although a lot of people know it. Thank you again for giving me a call.
Thank you.
All right, guys, here it is. This is your world. Your world says, should I put a man in jail or a person in jail for not paying child support? And here's what my views tell me. My views ask, how does it help? My views ask, how do you collect from someone when they're arrested? My views ask, does it hurt the person if they have, you know, I mean, if they have a record, how can they help you? How can they come back and be of any kind of service to that child? How does that work? Another thing I want to know is, how do you put a dollar amount on what it takes to take care of a child? How does that work? You're actually telling one parent that every month they have to come up with this much money. Well, I have a daughter, and some months we don't have any money to do what we'd like to do. And no one comes in and tell us, you know, one of you guys are going to jail. And why is it that some men actually have a man living in a home, a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, or whatever, while they're old, the person who's the father of the, or the mother of the child isn't paying anything. They're trying to put them in jail. But they will actually have somebody living in their home for free that are, that isn't helping at all, that does nothing, but the other person, you're trying to put them in jail. Number three or four, wherever I'm at. But it's this idea of, at the end of the day, it's up to that person. I'm really sick of hearing people talking about a deadbeat dad or a deadbeat mom. I look at it like this. I don't think you should even be able to sue for child support if that's not your husband or your wife you got pregnant. That's the funny thing. Usually when a man takes responsibility of the children and the woman goes away, you don't see men just trying to put that woman in jail. He's like, you know what, I got the child. I'm going to do what it takes to take care of the child because I wanted the child. You hear a lot of us say, well, I got pregnant and I don't believe in abortion. But what if you did? Why is it okay that a woman can get an abortion and not tell you as the boyfriend and nothing happens? Why is it that a woman can wait until she has the baby, decide that she doesn't want it, leave it on the hospital steps or the church steps, and nothing happens to her? So let me get this straight. You can kill your child or abandon your child, and nothing happens to you. This is something that's funny to me. But when a guy or someone doesn't pay you child support per month, they are a deadbeat. And to me, once your child gets to be a certain age, aren't you used to that man slash woman not doing something for that child? So why are you still expecting that man slash woman to do something for that child? At a certain point, it's embarrassing. The reason that watching the Peanuts and Charlie Brown was embarrassing, because you kept watching him over and over again try to kick the same football that Lucy kept moving. And a lot of you women out there, and I guess I got to put it on women because I don't know very many men. All the men that I know, if they have custody of the child, they don't beat the woman down for the money. They just go ahead and get to take care of the child itself. They're like, I'm not going to put this woman in jail. She's not paying for it. But again, I want to go back to the point of the credit issue. Any woman that says a man's a deadbeat, I want their credit score to be over 700. I don't want to hear your phone ringing every night and you avoiding that phone call because Wells Fargo, because Aaron's sales is calling you, because Discover card or Visa card is calling you trying to get you to pay them, and you refuse to pay them, and you still got the products that you got off of their credit card. Last I checked, that's called theft. Yet you're still doing this, but you will have a man that owes child support and try to put him in jail, which does absolutely, absolutely nothing. And I love what Kenyon said. Kenyon basically broke it down to the point of it's just a racket, and everybody's getting paid except the people that need to get paid, the people that need the money. And that's the child. And at the end of the day, quit laying down with people that ain't your man, that ain't your woman, and then expecting them to act better later on in life or expecting them to love your child as much as you love your child. You decided to have it. They probably didn't even want it, but you decided it don't matter what you want, I'm having it anyway. And that's the problem that I have with it. If I decided I wanted a child, I'm having that child. If I didn't think that I can take care of it, I wouldn't have decided to have it. And a lot of you are having that same issue. And, again, I'm probably going to get killed for my thoughts on it, but this is your world and it's my views. And right now I'm giving you my views. I had a lot of callers on hold, and I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to get to you. I really, really wanted to continue this discussion with more people. I'd like to thank you all definitely, definitely for tuning in today to Your World, My View. I'm your host, Thomas. Mr. Tomfoolery Sotomayor, and I really enjoyed having you today. Your world was asking, should a man be put in jail? I say no. I say no. I say a woman shouldn't be put in jail. I say it doesn't make any sense. I say it doesn't help. I say basically, I mean, do something with their wages. Fine. Put it on their credit like they do the bill that you owe that you're refusing to pay. Do that. But I don't understand putting a person in jail, because putting a person in jail does nothing. It puts them farther back, and as Monique said, it satisfies your thirst for blood, your revenge. So if that's what you want to get, then fine, you got it. But again, my name is Thomas Harris. Join me every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Your World, My View. See you guys this Monday. Woohoo! Giselle, I'm sorry I didn't get to you.
That's
Giselle?
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. You were waiting patiently, but I don't have number 2 minutes, and I don't want you to get on there and just give you them 2 little minutes.
That's okay. You gave me a shout-out, though.
Why is your phone so quiet?
I don't know.
I hate your phone. Phone sucks. I'm the worst phone ever.
It's really not even a phone. I'm just out in Countryville, and they cannot fix this line. I've complained, and when it gets cold, it gets worse. So.
All right. So tell me, what did you think of this one?
I liked it. Good topic. Good topic. All of them, including the Rihanna.
I was shocked that the people wanted to talk about that one. I like what the white boy called. I like what he said. He did. He said something. He had me saying O-H-I-O. I like that.
Yeah. He
did a good
job. I like that.
You there, Miss Quiet Lady Renee?
Mm hmm.
Okay. So, did you like my white friend when he called?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, I did.
All right, damn. I got nationwide. I done went all the way to Ohio. Kidding me? Oh, I'm loving it. He had a pretty good point, though. I like when people have a point. Like, man. Because I was shocked when they said, it always shocks me to be funny. To be honest, when people say somebody deserved to get their ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to get maybe slapped a couple times. I'm going to slap you.
Wow.
I'm going to slap your ass 1 or 2 times.
But are you going to slap you there? Okay.
I'm going to slap you a couple times. I'm just letting you know, so you better be prepared for it, Miss Renee.
Oh, but you said you'd slap their A-Z-Z, not
no,
their face,
I said
right?
I said slap your face. I slap anything that my hands can reach.
Oh,
I ain't
okay.
Slapping your ass anyway to hurt my hands.
Oh, my God.
You all are silly.
This is a show it's all
me.
In and of itself.
Yes, it is. Oh, I'm a noob, but I'm shocked. And honestly, it's a lot of black women that literally think that a woman should get their ass beat. So then where does that come from?
I have no idea, but I know one thing. Rihanna's a West Indian woman like me, and I know she probably hurt that man's ego because, boy.
Oh, no. I was married to one of them, and Lord Jesus, y'all know what to say and when to say it. Ooh. Woman always got something to say that you can't come back from. You be like, that's why I don't. You tell her, I don't like you anyway, and your coochie stink. And she tell you, that's why the baby ain't. She tell you, that's why the baby ain't yours.
Oh, no.
Damn it, she won. You just lost that conversation.
What Simone said? Simone said her man said he wanted to get some new coochie. He was tired of it. She told him to grow another 3 inches, and he would.
Ooh.
Oh wow! See, that's why she right. You can't mess with West Indian women like that. That's pretty wrong. I used to get scared when we get into an argument. I used to put a rule out right before we start arguing. Now we can't say this. You know that hurt me last time you told me my penis was little. You know that hurt.
Yeah, we're evil.
That must have been a long time ago.
It don't matter if your penis ain't little. It hurt to hear it.
Yeah.
Mr. Marcus would be hurt if you say it to him. A man's ego is fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know y'all always take back what you said anyway, and I was faking them orgasms.
Oh, wow. I don't even know how to fake one, but okay.
That's what I'm saying, but we know you wasn't faking, but it still hurt to hear you say that.
Right.
But you look so. You be like, baby, you look so into it, though. It looks so real. How did I miss it?
Don't even go there right now, especially with those pictures posted up on your profile.
Girl, I'm the sexiest thing. I'm telling you, I done got up to where I'm at my solid weight. Now I got to do it, put some more definition, get cut up like Nicole Simpson. Ooh, you can't say nothing to you, boy. Talking about my
but
pictures.
How you cope with it?
Giselle, she talking about my pictures was wrong and that they shouldn't have been posted. What do you think?
Giselle said that or I said that?
No, you said it. Renee said it. Giselle, what do you
say that? That's not all of what I said. But go ahead, Giselle. Please enlighten us.
Those pictures make people want to sin. That's all I have to say about
those
that.
Those pictures made people sin.
They probably did.
I did not say that they shouldn't be posted.
You said you were going to call the FCC.
No, I just said that they should be there for your private dancer. I wouldn't have a picture of, you know, myself posted on there saying, "Oh, look how my breast grew."
Oh, come on. Nobody cares about men run around your neighborhood with their shirt off.
You gave more than your shirt off.
Yeah.
I didn't give anything more than my shirt. I look
Giselle,
like, wait a minute.
Come on, Giselle.
Tell him, Giselle, that was that. Hey, that I look just like D'Angelo did in the video.
Giselle.
Exactly.
See?
But did you see?
Anybody heard what D'Angelo was singing?
Okay.
I'm just saying. If they can put that on TV, if they can put D'Angelo on TV, I know I ain't as sexy as D'Angelo. I know that. I'm trying, though. There's nothing wrong with
me. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I got off of work, I called my girlfriend, and the first thing she said after hi was, "Why did you put those pictures of D'Angelo all over my wall?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Thomas."
Quit D'Angelo.
Huh?
Oh, she was being funny, calling me D'Angelo.
She called you D'Angelo. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I was like, I didn't post anything on your wall. She said, those pictures of Thomas, they're on my wall, and I can't remove them. And da 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 da. And I was like, oh, my goodness. She said, and then she went and she said, I wish I could have commented, because she saw that thing where whoever it was that said, too much information, and you were like, what information are you seeing or something? And she was like, she wanted to comment, but she couldn't. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And then when I got home, I got an email from another friend who said, that's too much for my virgin eyes to see. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Why was my pictures on your wall like that?
Because I made a comment.
Yes, it shows friends.
And I didn't know that that's how my settings were, that when I make a comment, you know, the world would see not only the comment, but the pictures, too.
Well, that means you and your wall lame. How about that?
Whatever. Whatever.
With your lame-ass wall. Your lame wall-having-ass bastard.
Whatever.
I just messed up. They're doing too much on Facebook. But my pictures weren't nasty. Just the people looking at it.
No, it's not so much that it's nasty.
Thank you, Giselle, with that nasty ass.
It's not so much that it's nasty. It's just that when you can see the crease of a man's leg where he would, you know.
Who's looking at my crease? Quit looking at my crease.
I did. That's the first thing I saw when I opened up that picture. I was like,
You ain't no damn seamstress. Quit looking at my crease.
Well, you should have cropped at your belly button. Then everybody would have been able to. Exactly.
I cropped as far down as I could without getting sued by Facebook.
Well, Giselle, he knew what he was doing. It was premeditated.
You damn right. You ought to see the original. Number nuts.
Well,
God.
Send it over to me. If I can't see it in person, at least let me have something to sleep at night with. Shoot.
I said, this bitch is full-blown him, boy. I'm going to blow it up about 100% too to make me look better.
Well, that's fine. I can do that. I got ink.
Yeah.
I'll use that with my little old massager, but anyway.
I said, let me go and put these photos up. My daughter's asleep. Let me shave all this hair off me. And I got to shave and everything I know. I got to shave and everything was just hairless. And then I felt bad because halfway through the shaving, the damn shaver gave out of batteries.
Well, I got,
so I got half my nut. So I had half my nut shaved.
Well,
and the other half
right
looking like Two-Face.
Oh my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking like Two-Face down there. Half of it clean, half of it ain't. Which half you want? Which half you want?
The half does shave, but I work with both. I'm just saying.
Good Lord. So what do you think about my take on if your credit score is less than 700?
Oh,
you can't put a man in jail.
I told Giselle I'm in trouble.
Yeah, we I think we all in trouble from knowing that first cell phone and that first credit card.
Exactly. This is why you don't have no right to tell no man he no deadbeat. Am I like what Monique said? How you call a man a deadbeat when you on the system? How does that work? You on the system and he a deadbeat. Wow.
Mm. Wow.
They collecting that check, too.
And you know what's
wow
funny? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just said wow.
Oh. You know what's funny, though, is I knew, I assumed I was going to get killed on this topic. I just knew I'm going to get it. But I didn't. There were a lot of women, because before when I talked about this topic, everybody was like, mad. But there's a lot of women. I guess I got a new breed of friends. But there's a lot of women that's saying, no, niggas should be put in jail. Now, that same woman probably done put somebody in jail, so I don't know. I mean, just saying on the radio is totally different.
But, you know, I think it's interesting, too, though, because, you know, in the last 4 minutes, you got all of your, you know, personal views out of the way, per se. And if there was longer time allotted in the show, I would be curious to know what everybody's input on all of what you said was.
Yeah, that's why I snuck it in at the end.
You did a nice job in that because I sure enough caught it. But
the line lit up. I said, yeah, y'all ain't getting through to cuss me out. My damn dump button ain't fast enough. It don't work like that. Oh, Lord, he done called me all kind of stuff, and I'm just pressing dump, and ain't nothing happening. Dumbass connection.
It was good, though. I mean, and I liked your take on role model or whatever, because that's what they did with Juanita Bynum when she and her husband got into an altercation here in Atlanta. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Then you know what? I think I do.
In the
go
hotel
ahead,
parking lot. In the hotel parking lot, he beat her up or whatever at the Westin over by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was, Juanita, and all this. And then she went on all these different talk shows, and they were like, she's now a spokesperson for domestic violence. And I'm like, give me a friggin' break. What about the people who, you know, endure this, but they don't have a name that the world knows?
Thank you.
You know, or the people that have to hide and sneak out at night while their husband's at work or something. Or the people who can't even do that because their husband is always there.
Give me a break. Oh, you're right. I don't like spokespeople. I don't like none of them people trying to tell me that, you know, you need to do. No, I don't need to do what you're doing. You got people around you. You got a camera in front of you to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You got money.
Exactly.
You telling your story because you getting money for telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting up here broke. Like this one girl last night, we were talking about leaving a man. When she, I don't know if you saw it when you read it. I felt bad. She was like, I got these two kids. I don't love this dude no more, but I can't technically leave.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, she said, I can't go nowhere. There's a lot of people who are in that position where, they can't go nowhere.
Mm.
So, I mean, it don't make you know better that you finally decide to leave and now you're a spokesperson. Quit finally deciding to do something and then being a spokesperson.
Right.
It is. That's what saved people
being famous, though. Especially
but no,
being
but that's
famous.
But if you notice, that's what saved people do. That's what my mama always talked about. She said, I lived my life to the fullest before I got saved. Who am I to tell somebody in their 20s that they need to do what I'm doing in my 50s?
Mm-hmm.
She's right.
you can't do everything you wanted to do, experience whatever you wanted to experience, then try to tell somebody else you wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong and you old. You couldn't do what I'm doing now if you wanted to. Nobody want my mama like that. What club my mama going to and they just hollering at her? She told me I got 20 numbers. Won't you like that? You settle down because that's the thing to do. Some people work at Walmart because that's where they can work.
Oh, gosh.
Don't sit up there.
Why you got about Walmart? You should talk about the people at Waffle House.
Anything. I'm just saying, you work where you work because that's where you can work. Some men date sixes because that's all they can get. That's why a lot of people say looks don't matter because they don't get looks. The hell you talking about looks don't matter? From your track record, I see.
What?
I said, from your track record, I see it. Shit, looks don't matter to you. You didn't have to tell me. I can look at all your prom pictures, your pictures from the Halloween party. All these pictures let me know that looks do not matter to you.
Oh, you better leave me alone.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general, people saying looks don't matter. Shut up. Looks don't matter to people who can't get looks. Money don't matter to motherfuckers with no money. Nigga ain't got no money. I always telling you when he meets you, money don't matter. Girl, you shallow. Why my money got to have something to do with it?
Oh, God.
Nigga with money will never tell you my money shouldn't matter. His money better matter. Matter of fact, if he kept you, he first thing he say when he catch you cheating, you cheat on me with this broke nigga? He letting you know I got some money. A dude with a little penis always trying to tell you penis don't matter. It's how nice I am. Why you worried about that? Is that all you care about? It's penis? Why we can't just hold each other?
No, just hold each other.
That's what he'll tell you with a little bit of penis. Trying to cut all the lights off in the room before he get into bed with you.
Oh,
every light cut off. This nigga done tried to unplug your clock. He done unplugged the clock. Talking about it too bright in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
not the clock.
He said it's too much
you are
light.
Bad. You are bad. I'm bad.
He's going to try to sneak his penis on you.
Wow. I'm not even going
to comment on that. He's like a mosquito done came in the room and bit you. He finished.
Like I said, you can't do that with no one. He'll be like, what the hell is that? Get the hell up.
Cook you a meal
and everything else. This is what you come bring to
And if you listen to it, he done hyped that penis up too. He done hyped it up before you got that though. Girl, I'm gonna go all night long. He done. But men, we don't know how to just lie about the penis. We don't know how to just avoid it. Women, y'all know how to just avoid something that ain't right. Like, you know what, I'm just going to avoid this weight issue. I'm just going to avoid this titty question. I'm going to make him feel bad about asking. How big are your breasts? Why is that important? You just shallow. You're lame. That's why you can't get no woman, because you're lame. You're asking about titties with your lame ass.
Oh, God.
He feel bad. He won't never ask for titties in his life. Never ask this question. My God, she killed me. She let her have some big titties. Big titty woman will tell you the story before you ask. Be like, baby, how big is your? I'm a triple D. I'm like, no, I was gonna ask you how big your 401k was. Wasn't gonna ask you that.
That's so true. That is true.
You notice, you see them fat girls that be on the page, them fat ones will tell you how big their breasts are. Ask them how much they weigh, they offended.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to tell me that your weight is personal, but your phone number, address, and last name ain't?
Mm-hmm.
I can't Google your weight and find out no information about you.
Wow.
I Google 330 and your picture show up, 330 pounds, and you show up. Where you live, where you work at, and how many kids you got show up from me Googling 330. So you're killing me. That's personal. If you don't like it, change it. That's why I love my mama. My mama say in a minute, if you don't like it, change it.
Well, I know I'm changing mine.
That's why when I look at my stomach, I don't like that damn thing. You see, that girl got mad at me about the post I said about the girl who said she looked like a Playboy bunny.
Oh, God.
That's funny, though, wasn't it?
It was funny, but you hurt that girl's feelings. That you probably made that girl sit down and eat a whole bucket of ice cream.
That's hilarious, though. The Playboy kangaroo. Got the little Joey in her pouch and everything.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, the Playboy kangaroo.
See what? Messed up somebody probably told her she is fine as hell.
Oh, no. Somebody, me and my dude at work, we was at work Thursday. And it was some woman, not Thursday, but last Saturday. It was a woman came in. That woman had the worst shape ever.
Oh, gosh.
She did, and the dude said, he said, man, she got a horrible shape. Then he said, and you know what's sad? Somebody hitting it.
Giselle, I got to forward you this picture that somebody, one of my friends took of somebody standing in line. I already sent it to Thomas, but I got to send it to you.
Oh, boy.
It's nasty looking. Because her butt cheeks are all squeezed up and everything. I can't even describe it.
My niece sent me one with this girl. She was fine. She had a very nice figure. She was really sexy. She was standing in the bank line scratching down in her butt.
Ooh.
And didn't she take it out and then smell her hand? She was standing a lot. It looked like a bank. I was like, oh, my God.
We're going to go in a minute, so be quiet, okay? We're going to go get something to eat.
Wow.
Fat butt. Go.
That's nasty.
Well, I'm telling y'all, people, a lot of this stuff, and it's like, I don't know, I don't like how people tell other people that they can't have preferences. Life is about preferences. It just, my preference ain't your preference. It's like when we were talking, when me and Shanita were talking about, I want to call her Shanita. Is it Shanika? It's Shanika.
Shanika.
Yeah, when we were talking today, and we never said anything about Miss, and Shirley tickled me because Shirley would, like, she said, you stupid if you won't date a man with an accent. And I'm like, really? Just because your man got one?
You went back to that again?
Yes. I'm like, but she said that, you know, all we were talking about was there were people who were talking about having an open relationship and saying, you know, it's okay if that's what you want to do. And she was like, well, I ain't taking advice from nobody that ain't married.
This
and I was like, hold on. Yes. But Shanika never gave her no marital advice. All Shanika said was, I mean, if you're going to do something, just be open with the other person. And then Shanika said, well, I told her, I said, well, hold on, if you, because I could see who she was talking about. I said, that woman married just like you and maybe as happy as you.
I know, right?
Well, what makes you just jump out and throw out that somebody else, your marriage is better than everybody's? That's what she speaks. She speak like that. Like, my marriage is the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one time when she was talking about when you really in love. Like, other people ain't in love. Who made you the arbiter of what love is? Are you Journey running around talking about, I want to know what love is? I mean, I don't get it.
God.
I'm just, it just hurts me that people could be that rude to other people. I get it to a certain extent of some things that you would say to somebody. Yes, I get it. But you can't just tell me because I'm not married, my idea of a relationship is invalid. My relationship just ain't yours. Miss happy about everything that happened. Miss,
wow.
I got the best man with an accent ever. Wow.
You are.
I don't know what to say about that. I just find it interesting when people are too busy because they've got this great life. They're too busy to listen to the show, but yet they can be on your wall all day long. I don't understand that one, but you know.
That's the one that get me. I'm like, wait a minute.
I couldn't get your show because I had to fix dinner and help my children with karate class. And who asked for all that?
Oh, no, but those people like talking. You know that. People like talking. As long as you listen, they like talking. Wow, this I'm like you though, man. You on here all day. You on here now talking about you can't listen. The hell is that? You just typed me, said you can't listen. Your green light is on, I see it. You just befriended five other people. You own. Damn it.
Oh, my God.
That's what black folks, though. We the busiest people ever. Ain't nobody busier than black folks. Seriously. Negroes is amazingly busy. Barack Obama got two damn kids, a wife, and he the leader of the free world. Your ass work at Kroger part-time. Ain't you too busy? Broke niggas is the busiest niggas around. How you that busy and that broke? What you busy getting broke? Damn, I gotta find ways to lose more money. Oh, I gotta find some more ways to lose some money. What can I do, fellas?
Well, if you run the street all day and just drive out your gas.
Oh, gosh.
He got a point. Gosh. Let me just drive around 285.
With nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go, but he running all his money out. That way when you text his ass or say something to him while he on his phone on Facebook, man, I'm too busy.
On his phone on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Damn it, man. It's like that nigga was up at QT. That damn iPhone talking about, let me have some money. Man, your phone better than mine. I refuse to give you some money. I tell them all the same thing, too. I'm gonna be fucked up when they get the point-of-sale terminals. Cause I always tell them, hey, I only got my card, man. If you had one of the POSs, I'd let you. I can't wait till one of them homeless men pull out one of them, you know, but old school slide card thing.
Mm-mm. Wow.
I can't wait till they do it. You know, brother, I got you covered. I got it right here. He just opened up his jacket, straight POS. Nigga, just slide right there. Let me put in the code. Let me put in my ID. Nigga, tell you, would this be credit or debit?
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, it's just funny. But you're right. Every sudden, man, I would have listened to your show, but my mouth broke. What? Who helping you with your excuses? You have a staff writer. Damn it. Hate to hear his excuses at school. The dog ate my paper and somebody stole the dog. Damn it.
Oh, wow.
That night. Oh, well, it is what it is. And people are what they are.
Yes, they are.
God, you crazy.
So you guys are going to Hooters?
Yeah, we about to go to Hooters. I'm going to go and get my Hooters. You know, that kind of made me feel like a bad daddy, too, because she been telling everybody, she told my mama,
we're going to Hooters.
My mama was like, to the movies?
Oh,
I was like, you going to the movies? And Alice kept correcting her, no, not the movie, the Hooters.
Oh.
I said, oh, Lord, she going to have defects just bust up in the house. Sir, you've been taking your child to Hooters. Oh, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, I did.
Oh.
Alice is everybody that walked up to Alice. She said, we going to Hooters. I said, stop telling people that. Told her mama, we going to Hooters. You want to go with us? Her mama said, no, I can't go to movies with y'all. Not movies, mama, Hooters. Alice, if you don't stop saying this to people, you're going to raise up my child support payment.
Oh,
damn. She be 17. I'm up there talking about, I don't know how she started to like women.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
Sir, you had your daughter always at Hooters since she was two. She get offended. She get offended. The little boy started to talk to her, what you want with me?
Oh,
got nothing
wow.
to say to you?
Wow.
I was like some Hooters, boy.
Crazy.
You like Hooters? You do? Where we about to go?
So, you going to send me a picture before you leave, though?
Yeah, I'll send you one. Where we about to go? Where we going, Alex?
The Hooters.
See how he's trying to be funny.
You like Hooters? You like looking at Hooters?
Oh, gosh. See?
Oh,
so
see?
Wild.
I know.
She's a wild little girl. So that's
so
my
wild.
Baby, though. Like daddy, like daughter. You ready to go, Fat Cat? Go get your shirt. Put your shirt on. Let's go. All right, ladies. I'd like to thank you all for a successful show again, and I will see you on Monday.
Oh, hey.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.